Okay, of those that are assembled here, how many of you, it's the first time you've had the experience of being at the Festival of the Holy Name? First time. Quite a few. Okay. How many of you assembled here, because there's half the people are somewhere else, how many of you completed 32 rounds? Okay. How many completed more than 32 rounds? More than 32. Really? How many completed 64? Wow. Okay. So generally what we do during this little session is sharing of the experience that you had. Especially touching on what were the resources that helped you the most. And you can also share, you know, the distraction element if you like, but the resources that helped you the most. And it's very interesting to see at different gatherings like this, it can be very, very different. I remember one of the events when Haridas Thakur was here, about six persons said it just sat next to Haridas Thakur and everything went nicely. Okay. So who would like to share with their experiences, and especially like persons who have not participated before, to do some sharing? And I've learned the art of calling on people even they don't volunteer, so. Just in case no one volunteers. Would anybody like to volunteer? Just sharing what your experience was. Don't see any hands. Okay. Brajabhakti, you look like a very enthusiastic volunteer. She's got her arms folded looking the other way. Like, I hope he doesn't call on me.
I was trying to avoid your eye.
You knew I would call on you, right?
I wasn't sure, but I hope not. I came with a lot of expectations when I came to the Festival of Holy Names, especially because I needed to very strongly reconnect back. It has been everything that I expected. It has helped me tremendously and hope to go back with the same thing.
She's from Seattle.
When I started today, I was having very high expectations trying to connect. And almost till 8 rounds, 10 rounds, it became very hard. I was like trying, and then I said, you know what, I'll let it go. And if I connect, great, but at least it's helping me. And then after your first class, I opened Sikshashtakam. Sikshashtakam once, and then every few rounds I would read a verse. Mm. And something would strike me very strongly, and I would hold on to that and meditate on the chanting on any of the verses and continue chanting that way. And then when it became very overwhelming or I was losing focus, I would stand before Kishore Kishori or a picture on my tablet, and that also helped me.
Bit of a struggle.
It was. Towards the end, I think after 28, I felt not huge, but little transformation. And it really, really felt good. It was like there was a very big knot in my heart that was not letting me connect. And something loosened up. And I'm feeling very relieved because I had been struggling with that for a while, knowing it's there, and I was not able to figure out how to loosen it up by having the association, being in that environment.
Well, extended exposure to that sound vibration. Well, did you stay for the kirtan last night? What was that experience like?
It was very nice. And I actually, even more so, I enjoyed the Sharanagati prayers because a lot of those prayers jive with, you know, some of the feelings you're having and kind of push you to a surrender. And oftentimes, you know, when there are things going on in your life, surrender becomes last, and rather you start kind of, you know, being defensive or offensive, but you don't try and do the surrender and raise your hand. So the sessions on Saturday quite well prepared me for today, and then today was just amazing.
Extended chanting is make the heart softer. So come again next year.
I told Nandasutta we have to make an annual trip for this with the family.
He should come too.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else would like? Some of you have just come in. This is sharing what your experience was this morning and until you completed your chanting. We have a volunteer up here. Another one from Seattle. We're picking on the Seattle devotees today.
I was actually chanting, it was sometimes it felt tiring.
It felt?
Tiring.
Tiring.
I was remembering yesterday's Sharanagati verses about kukur, about the dog of Krishna. So whenever I try to think about that song, I used to get active again and keep on going. My chanting went fine like that.
Even you're tired, you kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me almost most of the rounds, I was thinking like that when the beginning of my round.
How many rounds did you complete?
I did 32.
32.
So, that was very helpful.
Have you chanted 32 rounds before? No?
Yeah.
First time?
No, in Japa Retreat.
Japa Retreat, right. The Seattle Japa Retreat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you remembering the songs and the message of the songs that we heard?
Yes.
As you were going along, feeling tired?
Yes.
Okay, good. Would you like to share? Yes, you. You looked absorbed today.
I felt like every time the experience is different, although coming year by year.
Yeah.
This is my first time not having the intention of getting up at 2:30 and chanting 32 rounds before the Bhagavatam class. And it was very different doing that way. And not having an intention of numbers, but having an intention of whatever I do with a calling from the heart. And two things helped me. One was... I asked myself this question yesterday that what would help me in being more focused, and the answer that I got was I didn't took enough rest the other day, so I decided to step back early and take more rest in the night.
And you decided to do which?
Take more rest. Sleep.
Take more rest.
And eat less, and I was more mindful of my husband and my kids. and their needs. And I felt like by the time their needs were taken care of, they made space for me to be absorbed, and my husband took the kids away.
I noticed you didn't have two children in tow. It was a little different than I'm used to. That's why I called on you. What was that experience like?
So it was very beautiful, although I did only 32, but that was, I wasn't taking care of anything else when I was chanting. And the image of the umbrella was something that stayed with me in the chanting. That you mentioned that this umbrella that Uddhav was talking about, that is not just the misery part that's not coming in, but then beyond that is the nectar of the relationship. So the first 16 rounds I felt was very blissful, and then I realized that I was losing myself in the sense that it was so happy movement that I felt like it's taking my focus away from the holy name.
Mm.
And then I decided that no, I need to be back with the holy name, and I focused on the mantra and just, I didn't want to get carried by the feelings, but wanted to stay with the name. So that's what I did.
Okay. You had your child's blessings to absorb yourself. That was very nice.
Thank you.
Okay. Someone on the men's side? Yes. Raise your hand so he can see you. Okay, here's the microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So,
where are you from?
I live in California right now.
You live in California?
Yeah.
Just happened to be in Chicago for the weekend?
No, I'm staying in Iowa for the summer, so Uma Mataji invited me for the Festival of the Holy Name.
Well, fantastic. Welcome.
Thank you.
So now you're sharing?
Yeah, one of the transformations which I saw during the festival was that previously, especially the last couple of weeks when I was chanting, they were more mechanical.
Mm.
And many of the times I was just chanting to finish my 16-round quota and not like in a really heartfelt way.
Mm.
But I think yesterday the lecture and today's Bhagavatam class was very inspirational to try to actually focus on the holy name. And the point that you brought up in the Bhagavatam class about trying to meditate upon the meaning of the holy name while that's being chanted, I think that really had an effect on...
Describe what the effect was. How did you apply that message?
Yeah. Because the meaning for Krishna is like, you know, the all-attractive, and then Rama is like the reservoir of pleasure. So Hare is like a divine energy of the Lord. So when you're saying Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
It's as if like Krishna is missing right now and you're trying to look for him.
Ah.
So, I mean, of course, that's something that I try to do. But it didn't always happen during the rounds that I was chanting today. There were some rounds where I was kind of dozing off. But there were some rounds where I did try to really hear and understand the rounds. Understand in the sense, try to meditate on the meaning of the rounds.
Meaning.
But
What did it feel like? It felt connecting and personal.
It felt connecting. I didn't have any like actual revelation where I felt like I was floating.
That was pretty special.
But I did have a revelation where, in the sense that the fact that you're trying to hear and meditate upon the meaning, that itself was quite ecstatic, even though no results came immediately while doing the chanting. And I thought that was interesting, because at least trying to hear and was in and of itself ecstatic.
How many rounds you completed?
Today I did 64.
64. Haribol.
Yeah.
When did you start your chanting this morning?
Well, I started at like around 5:17, and like all the way until like 1 p.m. I just chanted.
Wow. Fantastic. Have you chanted 64 rounds before?
The maximum number of rounds I've chanted before this event was 30 in a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, today was definitely, because I chanted 32, and then I thought, okay, let me take a nap right now. But then after, while I was going there, I was like, wait a second, I'm already at 32, why don't I just do 64?
Why not? Why not? Thank you.
Thank you.
And please come again next year.
Thank you.
Whether you're in Iowa or California or Timbuktu. Hare Krishna. Okay, someone from the ladies' side? Kasturi Manji looks very enthusiastic, looking the other way. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. No, yeah, you're on.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I would like to share the experience from my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah.
I was going to call on her, but she doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
She told you what to say.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
She actually went with the kids to the beach.
Okay.
She chanted 64 rounds, and I was thinking I'm chanting 64 rounds, and when I had like 10 rounds, she said I'm done with 64. I'm like, that was humbling me. And the main thing what I would like to share from what I have heard.
Yeah.
She has been chanting for last 2 months or so, 2-3 months I would say, 4 rounds, 6, 8. And looks like yesterday Vamshidhari Prabhu spoke to her and said, 64 is nothing, you could just do it. And she said, okay, let me try. And she just did it. She started at 4 o'clock and I think was done before 1 o'clock.
And did she share what her experience was besides I did it?
I didn't have a chance to talk to her.
She seemed very happy.
Yes, Maharaj. Devotee Association, I would say.
Yeah. Something happens. This is like the third time in a row at this event where it's, And the parents of somebody is here, they don't speak English, and they just took off. They did 64 rounds and they were floating. Very special about, you know, getting into the association of devotees. We're so fortunate. We're so fortunate to have this opportunity for devotee association. Okay. Anyone else would like to share? Rati, would you like to share?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. I have not completed the 32 rounds yet today, Maharaj, but I will definitely complete them.
But you will?
Yes.
Yeah.
The reason being I was going back and forth trying to pick my family up. I got distracted in the middle.
Okay.
I started a bit late this morning. But I think my experience when chanting was there's two things that stayed with me from this retreat. One was Srila Rupa Goswami's Namashtaka prayer, the first verse, where Rupa Goswami is talking about the holy name, the tip of the toes of the holy name. So while I was chanting, I was remembering that, and it really helped me focus on the holy name. And the other one was the Jiva Goswami.
Thinking of the holy name as a person specifically,
yes,
right?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
He has feet,
yes.
And his feet have toes.
Yeah, because I always, when I was chanting, I always heard people say that Nama Prabhu.
Right.
So I was wondering, you know, how does Nama Prabhu, how does the reciprocation with Nama Prabhu feel like? So these two verses actually gave me the answer of what it is to meditate on Nama Prabhu.
Mm.
One was, of course, the Rupa Goswami's verse, and the other one was Jiva Goswami's passage that you shared today this morning, saying that when you call just the Krishna, the first word Krishna, there's automatically he's there, right there, in the holy name. You just have to utter the first syllable of the word Krishna, he's there. So those two, specifically in the Nama Yajna last night, kind of inspired me to try my best to enter deeply and seek a personal relationship with the holy name.
Mm.
Specifically, I think these two are very, very, very important, because I always had an imagination, Nama Prabhu, because Krishna we could understand, but Nama Prabhu, how do we, you know, understand? But these two definitely help me in focus.
Rati is a devotee who likes kirtan, and I'm sure what you just shared with us is something that's going to stay with you, with your kirtan experience as well. It'll grow. Stay with it.
Yes, Guru.
Stay with the meditation, and then, you know, the personal connection will grow and grow. It may, you know, the mind will get distracted here and there, but you stay with the meditation, and it will, the experience of personal relationship will grow through kirtan and japa.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the ladies' side and seeing who would like to volunteer. Okay, Uma? Oh, okay, Uma?
I guess I'll start by saying that this weekend, the strongest transformation of heart I felt yesterday in the kirtan. And I think part of the reason, it was like near the beginning of the kirtan, I think part of the reason was because I had just had a nice exchange with yourself. So that stuck with me right in the beginning of the kirtan, and that assisted. And so I was realizing, because I have this thing about being impersonal and not being able to, I guess, be personal.
Yeah, go beyond it.
So I was thinking that, you know, for myself, what really makes me do things or change, you know, to improve and progress is a personal relationship. And so I was thinking, you know, I step out of my comfort zone because of the relationships I have, you know. And I was thinking, well, why can't I, you know, think in the same way with Krishna? Like, you know, it's, you know, just try to make this, apply the same thing to Krishna. So I was constantly, during japa, I was constantly trying to remind myself, a lot of times looking at Kishore and saying that, you know, he's a person, he's right there. And this is for him. I just tried to keep reminding me, like just saying that simple few words. He's a person, and this is for him. The intention, like it's to please.
Did you feel some reciprocation?
Again, when I compare it to last night's kirtan, it wasn't as strong, but it definitely helped me be more attentive to the holy name, like rather than, you know, the mind wandering. So I definitely need to work on it some more. And one thing that confused me, which I don't think I can even explain it still, but Jiva Goswami mentioned, as soon as we say, you know, even Krish, the first syllable, Krishna's right there.
He's attracted, is it? He's there.
Yeah.
And he's attracted, like.
His ear perk. So, this might be because of, you know, the impersonalism, but this was actually like kind of confusing for me to think that, hey, wait, you know, he's right there and he's attracted. And then I was thinking like, wait, what am I supposed to do? You know, what if Krishna comes in front of me? And it was interesting, I couldn't figure it out. So I kind of like moved away to some other meditation at that point. And the other thing I wanted to share was that, you know, for a few months, I've been feeling more secure in my relationships, and I've been feeling sheltered by Bhagavatam and the various services that I've been involved in. So when I started chanting japa, I was not able to call out with much desperation because, you know, I didn't have like...
The misery level wasn't so high.
Right. And just a disclaimer, I'm not asking for calamities or anything. But... Just want
not
to say
that
it.
One. No, no.
But I did. Then I started thinking about the very strong language in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, like, you know, vile and wicked and all these words. And the dirt was surfacing, and I was realizing actually I need a lot of help. I don't need to have extra calamities. The worst calamity is that I've turned my head away from Krishna, and you know, I'm so I always just want to enjoy myself. So that helped as well to make extra prayers to the Lord. And,
just hearing your very detailed and personal description, the Holy Name, chanting of the Holy Name is so simple, yet it's like plunging into the ocean of Krishna consciousness just through the porthole of the Holy Name. Everything is there. Everything is there. Our own heart, Krishna, the mountain between us and Krishna, and all those things. Just through the Holy Name. And just like saying with Rati, just stay with it. It's Krishna will pick you up and carry you over the mountain. In his own way, in his own time. Okay. Someone from the men's side. Akandana, would you like to share your experience?
For me, the picture you showed in the morning of Gopakumar, or Krishna hung in Gopakumar, that picture has been somehow a very special picture. And when he showed it this morning in relation to the Holy Name, it was really nice to connect, just because when I've seen that picture in the past, I haven't, you know, literally connected that with the Holy Name. And the way I took the message was that if you chant the Holy Name with that sincerity, then it's like someday you will hug, or, you know, Krishna will hug you, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe not, you know, soon, but someday. For me, particularly in the morning, I started chanting with the normal morning program. And when in this specific morning hours, chanting was a lot stronger for me. Mm. And then after class, remembering that picture in mind, it helped in the first few rounds. Later trailed off, but it was definitely very powerful in the beginning parts, and that picture was just a boost to continue that forward.
I'll make a suggestion based on what you said. Familiarize yourself, something like what Rajabhakti said, you know, looked at different Shikshastakam, the first verse and different parts of it. Suggestion. If that image means something very powerful to you, go through that part too. Find sections where he speaks about the mantra and what it means to him. And then from time to time, read, reflect, and resume your chanting. Because it's a journey. It's a journey to the person who is the person of the mantra, and other things that look like shelters but aren't that person. It doesn't satisfy, and so he keeps going. He's very determined to have that experience of Madan Gopal. And then when it happens, he faints. I was looking for the section, I plan to speak with Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, because I was looking for the section that he describes in his classes that I've listened to on this topic. Couldn't find it. But the way he describes it is, Krishna says, I was waiting for you to come. I thought, maybe in this lifetime he'll come. But you didn't come. So then I thought, maybe the next lifetime he'll come. And I was waiting, but you didn't come. So, you know, Krishna's anxious more than we are. And so I came myself as your guru and gave you this mantra, and finally you have come. Please don't ever go away. You know, that's part of that image of Gopakumar being embraced. Because he was wanting, but Madan Gopal wanted even more, thousands of times more. So we're searching for a place of shelter, but it never makes it. Even when he was in Vaikuntha, it was so nice. Narayan was so nice to him. But it's not Madan Gopal. So then he got restless and eventually made it. But to speak of all the other stopovers for a while, becoming Lord Brahma for a while and becoming Indra for a while and like that. Journey home.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, Namakirti over here.
What stuck with me the most was a statement you made in St. Louis a few months back. You were talking about chanting and you said, Krishna, I just want to be with you. And so this was what was coming back for me over and over again today. And then at the beginning of yesterday morning's class, you said it in a different way. You said, make the statement, I wish to be closer to Krishna. So this wanting to be close to Krishna was coming back. I just want to be with you. I want to be with you. Whenever my mind wandered away, Krishna, I want to be with you. And another related thought was that birth after birth, I've been acting in so many different relationships, trying to belong in so many different relationships with so many different people. But this is the relationship where I actually belong and where I'm at home. And you mentioned yesterday that our actual position is only in service to Krishna, period. And so that was a nice meditation for me as well, that I only belong here.
How many rounds you chanted?
42.
42?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Thank you. We have a few more minutes, and then we'll do some wrap-up. Any other volunteers from the men's side? Bhakta Jordan, you look very enthusiastic to share with us your experience of 32 round day. We woke him up. How many rounds did you complete?
34.
Okay.
I also had to go wash pots in the morning.
What's that?
I had to go wash pots in the morning.
You had to go wash pots.
That counts as some rounds.
That's what happens when you become a brahmachari in the Hare Krishna temple. You have to go wash pots instead of chanting Hare Krishna. But that's cleansing your heart too. You know that, right?
Definitely.
Ah, okay. As long as you know that too. Okay. So, briefly?
Seemed like the more that I chanted, the more I realized that I've never really chanted before, in a sense.
Okay. And was that discouraging or enlivening?
A little bit of both, I guess.
Okay.
Just being like honest.
Sure.
It's like so hard to focus for more than like a second at a time, even on Krishna, and like coming from like such an impersonalist, atheistic lifestyle before, like.
But there's hope, right?
Yeah, just like barely getting a little glimpse of like the reality of Krishna's existence is like a big thing, I guess. So like having a lot of rounds to chant, hopefully you get a few good rounds in.
Good. Well, the we heard a little bit about expectation. It's nice to expect a nice experience. It's nicer to expect Krishna's merciful and somehow that mercy is going to seep into my hard heart. So let me open my heart for that mercy and whatever that's going to be, whatever that is going to be. The humility part is, you know, it's a good start. Looking at your, it's just exactly as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Look what's back there. Now look ahead. And this merciful manifestation, so easy to approach. My heart is very hard. It makes it heart-wise difficult, but so, the process is so easy. The fullness of Krishna is there. Send a note, those first two verses, or first two parts of Shikshastakam, Jaita Darpana Marginam, and stay there for a whole bunch. Let that expectation be. The holy name is purifying and my heart will be cleansed. The problem is, you know, the covering of my heart is 3 miles thick. Before I'm going to feel anything or experience, let's just stay there and do the cleansing. That's realistic expectation. And Krishna wants to shine some light in Hari Bol. But otherwise I know that my hope is the cleansing will go on. Yes. Two, and from the ladies' side, we have two hands up. This is really good.
There were a few things for me that kind of carried me through my rounds today. The first one was Krishna is my protector.
Mm.
And with just being here and with yourself being here and among devotees, I just felt this is the safest place on the earth for me. And because protection is a big thing for me.
Yes,
to feel
I know.
Protected. So I just, yesterday in the Nam Yajna, I just felt that just let go of all the struggles and anxieties and just feel so much protected in Krishna's arms, and that kind of stayed through this morning also, just being in the assembly of devotees.
So that was your consciousness. Did you feel the reciprocation?
I could, it was...
Did you feel safe and protected in the, that's the question.
Yes, very okay. Much, very much. And it kind of carried me through all, most of my rounds today. And also the other thing of Krishna being the maintainer, so I was feeling more so internally how much Krishna is maintaining me, giving me strength. There were like sometimes situations or things were there that like were my weakness points. So how Krishna is giving me strength and really, really maintaining me, just kind of seeing myself coming through step by step along the path. And whenever this morning I was kind of opening my eyes, looking around, I was seeing so many wonderful devotees who are doing so many services in multiple ways, and they have given their lives to Krishna. So I just thought, Krishna has given me so much, much more than I can ever receive. So let me just offer my chanting to Krishna today. So that was...
Nice. Nice.
Just the mood.
And Krishna said, yes, I accept. Right?
It was easy to chant.
Huh?
It was easy to chant for some rounds.
Okay.
And then the doership kicked in.
Okay, right behind you. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is really a special journey for me. This is my first time come to U.S. This is the first time I live with this kind of environment, live with a devotee. So I can't believe I finished 34 rounds today.
34?
This is my first time in my life. You said, what makes you finish your rounds today? So I will see it's devotee, it's the environment. So in the last couple months, actually every day finish 16 rounds is really big challenge for me. It's so difficult for me. But today I just want to chant, because it's the first that when I arrived in the U.S., before I arrived, I already felt a devotee in here, like a really welcoming. Thank Guru Maharaj organized everything. When you arrive at the airport, you get the devotee, sweet devotee, Srita, and pick me up and have the warm, the prasadam packed already. And then Radha Raman Prabhu and Srida Madhaji look after us really, really good, and treat us like a family, and give their home to us, you know. So the devotee in the whole temple, they all look so friendly and nice. And especially this time, this is the first time I sit here, I can just be myself, and I don't need like hiding to my from my husband, because he know what I'm doing. And I don't need to make a story, and also my goals, I don't need to worry about them. The devotee take care of them, and I don't need to worry about the food, you know. So you just feel
pampered.
Yeah. This is like a heaven, you know. I started really journey as devotee in Chicago. How lucky you are. We don't have this kind of environment. We don't have such a beautiful temple and such beautiful deities and in China, you know. So I think Guru Maharaj was right. Maybe when I hear, I maybe don't want to go back. So I even forgot to call my husband, you know. So I think today chanting it makes so easy for me, because when you close your eyes, even your mind wander around and you hear Hare Krishna Maha Mantra around you. When you open your eyes, you see all the devotees and the chanting and walking around. Everybody is doing the same thing. Even the little boy, little girl around you, they chanting also. I think this is amazing. How the little girl like this, they are chanting, you know? Even my two girls, they never chanted before. They finished two rounds today. It's really little, but at least...
Your girls chanted?
Yeah, they chanted two rounds today.
Fantastic.
So, as a mother and as a person, I feel really joyful. I don't have that big, like... maybe pleasant or different like feelings that the other devotees share. But for me, today, just like this is like a heaven for me. So I will say, thank you everyone. It's all of your mercy and making me finish my rounds today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, it's almost 3 o'clock and I want to end so we can have time for the next activity. a suggestion, something that we didn't do and sometimes we do when we have japa retreats, the sankalpa message, sankalpa. Sankalpa means intention. So I suggest before you go to wherever you're going back to, you take 3 minutes, 5 minutes and write something that's for yourself, a sankalpa message, and that is something that you received, heard, understood, felt, that will help you going forward tomorrow morning when you chant your japa, or this evening when you're in kirtan, or accessing the holy name. Something, or a couple of somethings, make it small and concise and personal, that will help you remain focused and, like this language that we've been using, transform the heart or carry you to the next level of where you want to go. So some sankalpa statement, a statement of intention in your relationship with Krishna, or specifically in your relationship with Nama Prabhu, or specifically with the tips of the toes of Nama Prabhu, what you'd like. And so you make that as like a declaration to yourself and to Krishna. And then stay with that. And it will help you get closer to Krishna. Help you reach the goal. Thank you all for coming and joining. I was also feeling... there's a lot of things going on in the world that are easy to get attracted to and distracted by and absorbed in. And the persons that come year after year, and the persons that come just for the first time, and those in between, as circumstance permits, the coming together of devotees with that singular purpose, just as we heard, it's very powerful. And it can help us, the sadhu sangha helps become again recommitted and refixed and refocused. So take that sankalpa message along with the association that we've had and carry on your journey back to Krishna. So the next activity is Rajiv is going to lead, and I can tell you from the last festival of the Holy Name and the feedback that I received from the devotees, the session that Rajiv led made the strongest impression. So he's at the end of the schedule because he's been really busy. He attended a wedding yesterday and wasn't around and so forth. So please, if your schedule permits and your duties to your family members permit, stay, and I think you'll find it a good experience, maybe the best experience of the whole. You have a tough competition with Jai Jagannath's 2.5-hour kirtan last night. That was, I'm sure I'm going to get the feedback, that was the best. So the runner-up is coming next. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.